Okay, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah says, "Hamayim shenifsalu mishtias habeim." If you have the water that became pasul, became literally, that would mean that became invalid. Here it means that they became unfit mishtias habeim for drinking of an animal. In other words, the water is maybe really smelly or tastes bad. So you have water in front of you, and it's not fit for consumption by an animal. So if those waters are bekalim, if those waters are in vessels, in a kli of some sort, pisulim, they are invalid to be used for Netilas Sedaim, because Chazal do not allow you to use waters for Netilas Sedaim unless they are fit to be drunk by an animal. Ubekarkos, now if those smelly waters would be gathered in the ground, in a pool of water, kasherim, then they are kosher, they are perfectly acceptable to be used for Netilas Sedaim. Now, it's not really Netilas Sedaim in that case. If the waters are gathered together in the ground, you're not putting it into a kli and then pouring it on your hands. What you're really doing is you're dipping your hands into the pool of water. And we're going to discuss doing Netilas Sedaim in this way. So because you're dipping your hands into the pool of water, that means that this pool of water is really functioning like a mikvah. And so, well, if this is, these waters, even though they are smelly, they are in theory kosher to serve as a mikvah if you want it to be tovel your entire body. So it can't be that for Netilas Sedaim, which is a din darabanan, we're going to say that you can't dip your hands into these waters when these waters are perfectly acceptable as a bona fide mikvah. But obviously, if you take those waters out of the ground, put them into a clean, then try to do Netilas Sedaim, well, that would be the same thing as the first part of the Mishnah. Okay, now, Nafal Sochan Diyo. If you have a basin filled with water in front of you, and some black ink fell into that water, kumas, or if you have like a tree sap or a tree gum that fell into this basin of water, vakankantum, or you have like this copper dye that fell into the basin of water, vinishtanumar ayan, and their appearance changed as a result of these inks or dyes that fall into the water. What's the halacha? Psulin. Those waters are invalid to be used for Netilas Sedaim. Also behem halacha, if he did work with the water, o shashara behem pito, or he soaked his bread in this basin of water, maybe to soften the bread, pisulin. Those waters are invalid to be used for Netilas Sedaim. Why? Simply speaking, it's because you were mevatel those waters. You indicated that you deliberately were not going to be using these waters for Netilas Sedaim, that you're going to be using these waters for other things, and so therefore it cannot serve as the halachic water that we need in order to do Netilas Yadayim. Now, the Mishnah goes on, Shimon HaTimani Omer, but Shimon HaTimani says, Afilu Neschavin Lishros Bezeh V'Nafal Hasheni Kesherim. Now, the way that we would translate it, the way that we have it, is that he's saying, even if he had intention to soak in this one, and it fell into the second one, they would be kosher. Those waters would be kosher. Now, there, a number of Rishonim don't really like this word. Afilu, they think it's somewhat problematic here, so we're going to read it the other way, which is that it shouldn't really say Afilu, it should say Im. That if Nischavin, im nischavin lishros bezeh, if he intended to soak the bread in this, let's say, this basin of water, and accidentally the loaf of bread or the bread that you wanted to soak in the first basin fell into the second basin, kesherim. Those waters, the second basin of water, are kosher to be used for Netilas Sedaim, even though it has bread that's soaked in it. Now, the simple understanding for what exactly is the machlokas, the debate here between the Tanakhama, the first opinion of the Mishnah, and Shimon HaTimani, is that according to the Tanakhama, since the Tanakhama says that if you soak bread in a pool of water, in a basin of water, so you are having intention to soak bread in this pool, in this basin of water, so the waters are invalid to be used for Netilas Sedaim. Let's say you didn't have kavana to soak the bread in there, and they fell in on their own. Just on their own, somehow they fell in, so then those waters would be kosher. That seems to be the implication of the Tanakhama. Now, Shimon HaTimani comes along and he says, actually, it goes without saying that if you didn't have any das, if you didn't have any kavana, you didn't intend to soak bread at all, and it fell in on its own, it just magically fell in somehow, so then that goes without saying that that's kosher. But Shimon HaTimani says, even if you intended to soak bread, you intended to soak it maybe in the first basin and fell into the second basin, but at the end of the day, you wanted this bread soaked, and so those waters, even though there is some sort of intention and you're happy about the fact that the bread is in there soaking now, so even in that case the waters would be kosher. The Tanakhama would disagree with that. He says no, if you're having kavana to soak the bread, even if it fell accidentally in the second one and you didn't intend maybe for the second one, you wanted it for the first one, but at the end of the day you did have intention to soak bread, and therefore the waters that they fell into and soaked and were soaked in are going to be pasul. Okay, so what do we say in this Mishnah? For starters, we said that if you have waters that are unfit to be drunk by an animal, cannot be used for Natilas Adayim if those waters are in a kli, if they're in a vessel. If they're in the ground, then when you're dipping your hands into the pool of water in the ground, that's perfectly fine. What about if ink or some sort of dye make their way into this a basin of water? So if they change the appearance of the water cannot be used for Natilas Adayim. What about if you use water to do malacha or to soak bread with? To use those water soaked bread. So the Tanakhama says that they are pasul. Shimon HaTamani comes along and he says, actually, if you have kavanah to soak it in the first basin and the bread falls into the second basin, those waters are still kosher. Okay.